Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful, wonderful. So nice. I am glad to be here. You know, sometimes I just don't feel right. I know why. I was born with a lot of uncivilized, you know, dissimilar type of things that would affect me in my life. And so, I understand the reason why I don't get to enjoy myself the way I suppose. But there are things in me to enjoy. My experience that I have come in aware of is one that is personal. I realize that no other human being can affect what I see and my perception. I don't have anybody. Well, I would imagine you can be close to someone, whereas they share a lot of your inner thinking and your emotions and stuff like that. But I don't see that in my focus, that person would exist. No, I don't see that. And living in a time like right now, AD Anno Domini, I mean, you just don't understand. Your brain can develop normalcy to the worst situation. Did you know that? Some people get into some situation that they never have a dream of, the negative or positive. You can let it go negative or positive. So your mind can adjust to either positive or negative. And to an extent, you probably just didn't see something like that coming, that type of experience. You're probably insolvent all of your life, never can afford any, much of anything, good things. And you just about given up. You don't even bother cherish that thought, of wealth. I mean, beyond, a few dollars. And then, there happens. You find yourself become a millionaire, or maybe billionaires too. You who never thought of having any sizable wealth to do whatever you would like to do, cash. Well, as I always tell my story of growing up in church and grow up in Jamaica, where it is a post-slavery place. I don't know if you have ever been out there to Mobay, out of this haunted house that they have out there. But, it's a part of Jamaica slavery heritage. The mind that the brain that we have in our heads, a lot of time we don't pay much attention to it because we grow up in a ungodly societal atmosphere. And somebody, whether they be a Christian or not, hear me say something like that, have to be thinking, what does he mean by grow up in an ungodly environment, societal environment? What does he mean by that? The place, as Jamaica has more churches than any other places per square mile. Or square feet. Yeah, Jamaica, a little country with maybe 3 million or maybe a little less, somebody was trying to tell me, convince me that, we're not even up to 3 million now, which is possible. But I always, had I Googled it, I would have gotten the 3 million. Over time, it is possible based on the kind of stuff that is going on in Jamaica. Only certain segment of the population doing well. Jamaica will only do well financially if they're lucky. If they're lucky. You know, some people will find it okay. And particularly people who manage to get a good education, because, you know, everybody's not on the same level all the time. Some people over the years are more successful than others, and based on what talent they may find themselves with, they may be able to do things that bring them some money. You know, they can have a nice house, nice car, and stuff like that. But other people are just not, don't get that break, you know. They don't get that break. They get out of break. Well, I got a break because back in the 70s, early 70s, when I migrate to America, you know, the home of the land of the free, home of the brave, and, you know, come and get some of the American dream. I really wasn't thinking in that line of the American dream when I migrate to America. As a matter of fact, I wasn't looking forward to migrate anywhere. My parents and some of the siblings migrated to England. Back that time, England had opened up for migrants, and there wasn't anything to it for you to go to England. You just need to book your fare and go to England. Well, it came a time when Britain decides that you cannot just come like that, book your fare and come there. You will have to, your age was attached to condition for you to come to England. And it so happens that I was over the age limit. And I remember one of my younger brothers, he's like about 6 years older than, 6 years younger than I am. And he was the last, he was one that barely made it in, because he was about, I think it's age 16, you know. If you're over age 16, you could not just come to England like that. So he got through, you know, he was 15 plus, and he was managed to get the process and went to England. So the point I'm trying to make to you here is this. I am a little lad that I was inclined to be someone who well behaved. You know, I didn't like no whole bunch of you know, company that you know, that tend to sway you off into something that you don't want to be in. So I was just a natural person who circumspect, right, and attracted to a good environment all the time. So I have friends, but they were all just friends, basically like me. They're not intrusive or nothing. So, you know, so we enjoy each other the way we are, right? And so I wanted to be a part of the church. There was nothing I see that was more attractive than the church. So that was my thinking. And I took part into the activities of the church. And I was in the church until I grew up adult and stuff like that. And there was, of course, female attraction to draw me out of my thinking, you know. And I was limited to whatever choices I have to live and stuff like to live life. One of the things that was a problem is that I don't grow up with a family that has wealth to, so I could, you know, do things, let's say like married and, you know, and have a good life that way. That I couldn't do that. And that was a problem to me because I am a heterosexual. And not the other thing that they have out there mashing up, destroying our civilized world. I'm a civilized person. That's all I know. I hear other things going on. I don't know nothing about that. Because inside of me, when I see a woman, I feel like a man. Okay? I am wholehearted. There is a word that we call sincere, but there's a different word I want to like talk about it. But I am really wholehearted, and I take religion. I mean, I would have said church because that's what I knew all of my life is church. When I hear the word religion, it only meant church to me. And it is a long time before I realized that there is a big, you know, like a difference between hinged and unhinged. Difference between church and religion. And a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that. I don't like to play in a dirty water. And when I say dirty water, it's a context that means anything you think of that is negative, that you would consider it's wrong, right? Just wrong, not right to do, okay? I am very serious about that. I want to be pure, and my interpretation of being pure is, as a matter of fact, there is something in the Bible that gives me the idea. That idea is a good idea, you know, although it doesn't take you out of the darkness that the Bible got you in. But even though you're living under the bondage, the darkness of the Bible, you think you're free and at liberty, right? So some little good knowledge is in there whilst you're in there and don't know what is happening to you. You some nice little thing work out well for you when you know them, right? Well, that was the experience with me. It says it's come to my memory. It was trying to creep out of my memory box, but it is says if you sin willfully. After you have a knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for your sin. So, you know, it sounds good because in the context of the Bible, that sounds all right. But if you know something beyond what the Bible talks about, the context changes. And even though that same principle can be applied to the right circumstances, but not to the biblical sense, because the Bible don't have no purity that it wants you genuinely to live by. That is not in the Bible. You know, that's not in the Bible. And if you think that I am sounding confusing, well, what would be confusing about what I'm saying? I could just offer up an explanation right now so that anybody listening to me, you know, may find something to ponder whether or not I'm talking crazy or I'm simply just talking beyond what you are thinking. But if you decide to analyze and look into what I'm saying, you probably might nod your head and say, I see what he's saying. You know, it's kind of a little behind me, but I can see and I can sense what he's saying. Maybe, you know, more and more explanation may bring it on home to become all your hands-on knowledge. Right now, it's too strange, but you do. It sounds reasonable. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, anything I think is wrong, I shun. I don't want a part of that. I want to stay pure with my mind, 100%. You know, I have to find a way to do things that I'm not blaming myself for, right? And I'm not saying that rule all of my life. No, that because before I got full clarification of things, I broke some rules. Yeah, I broke some rules, but not now. Now, I mean, like going on now about some 16 or more years, you know, I like maybe about over the past 12 years now, 20 years, I mean, you know, it can be a little more than that, but I would say at least 20 years ago, I think was the time when I got mature enough and enough knowledge to like make up my mind. What is my concept, my philosophy about the way of life, the religion of my life? You know, I have enough knowledge to be at liberty, to be pure and never have to do nothing evil. You may wonder, how can you do that? But you have to have enough knowledge allow you to do that. Right? I don't know if anybody understands what I'm saying. If you don't have enough knowledge to function, you know, like you are on a carousel turning around. You see, if they don't make that stuff up to keep going around freely, without any obstacle, it you can't go around. Right. Well, that's the knowledge I'm talking about. The knowledge is like the ability to turn around without any obstacle. Well, your life can be compared to that. Your life, you will make a full circle and nothing stop you. And even if you get into some problem, you know how to handle yourself because of the knowledge that you have. So you don't have to do wrong things to get out of where you are. Everything you do is going to have a fear conscience based on the knowledge that you have, because you don't want to, to tarnish the good spirit that is inside of you, okay? So what I'm trying to say to you now is this. As a human, and there are so many years past as an adult, I didn't know enough, you know, to live on the right side with having knowledge enough for me to live the way that I think I should be without dirtying up my mind inside of me. Those days are past and gone. And I have the most respect for the ordinance of life. What makes us as, let's restrict this to civilized life. and the knowledge I have about civilized life is not what I had, let's say, the first half a century of my life. Okay? So what I know about life now is not not necessarily what anybody out there thinking, because I have a reading knowledge of now, prehistory, about where we come from. And the fact that when you're into church, you won't know what I know now. So that's the way I was when I was Christian. I didn't know what I know today, right? And you may wonder, well, where I get the knowledge from? Prehistory? Prehistory? A record of the past that tells me what my ancestors were like. It tells me what went on in Africa. All life began in Africa. You know, just about all life form began in Africa. You hear about all the, you know, all the animals that are in Africa, wild animals. Why so much wild animal in Africa? And so are human life developed in Africa. Listen, I am in a very my mind is a blessing. But what I'm trying to say to you is that when a human like myself come to the realization that life is not any more valuable than the value you make it to be. And how I come with that conclusion is because I read the way we were created as hybrid people. That's what the source of history tells me. And if you're out there with a different opinion, you know what? Keep your opinion, because I will only be interested into somebody who have read prehistory, record of the past. What other record is there for me to compare with the record of the past? You have a record of the present. Is there such a thing? I don't know about that. I don't know about no record of the present. I know record of the past. I think what is happening in the present, I mean immediately right now, is being written about. Well, it will turn, go in the past after you're done, you know, want to write it and stuff like that. So if it's a record of the past, contextually today, many hours have gone out of today. We would have to even chip this down to a context that represents every hour of the day, or even, you know, every 5 minutes or even less, that things are being done. And if you were to refer to something that is done a minute ago or 5 minutes ago or so, and more, you would have to identify it. You know, if you were saying yesterday, last week, a year, a month, or a year ago, and you come back to where we are, you'd come back to the minute that we are right now. You see what I mean? All right. So what I'm saying to you is, I am under the source of knowledge that I read prehistory about what life began. How life began. All right? And I don't want to be any less than how my ancestor, my first ancestor began, right? And how I am impacted by the way I come about. Okay? Just a second. The way I am, the way I am produced, how I come about, I'm interested in that. All right. And in this case, since we have a head, a brain that works on our independent perception and our action, I don't get led astray by other people because I have to hold my own. I collect all the knowledge that anybody has that I can use. Oh, yeah. I don't feel like I know more than anybody else at all. I know that a little child can know a lot more than I do. So, therefore, I am never going to get into the frame of mind where I feel like, oh, I'm the one that knows. No matter what I learn, I like to tell people other things, tell people things that I know if they want to hear, right? I don't want to be no leader of anybody at all. So if you and I are the best of friends, I am never going to behave like I want to teach you. You are to listen to me. I am purified with knowledge enough to know that. People like who look like me, I'm just like them. And those kind of funny kind of way, no. I don't want them inside of me because it defiles, you know, the gravity of and the kind of thrill that you get from being pure in heart. I'm going to lose that. So guess what? I basically clean out my brain when I realize that I am under those old bunch of nonsense that in the Bible. Oh yeah, I do the work of, you know, cleansing out these things that were stored in me. I realized that's not the way to live. And therefore, I am a different person now, right? This happened when I am an adult. So I know what I thought was wrong. You know, I'm into word process. I use words to like purify myself. And the way I would like it to be for me is the way I'm going to like it to be for you. You see, so like I'm saying, people want to be better than other people. It means that they don't know enough. The person who know at least enough of how to live, they are free from, you know, grudging and being bad mind and don't want to see other people prosper. I don't know what it is to do. Like, from a child, I was not like that. And the problems that had bother me or affected me are, you know, like adult kind of life. And you have to make a lot of decision as an adult, whether or not how you're going to, guide your life as an adult, right? So it is in my adult that the changes, these type of changes take place. All right. I've learned since, let's say I turn about 60 years of age, I start to read. And, you know, I always tell that I never read much of anything in my younger days. And I go to adult high school when I migrate to America, right? And that's where I pick up the more mature part of what I learn to read now, and I can get into certain issues, and hold my own with it, right? So I get to like, you know, I am creating a lot of trouble for a lot of people because the training that I go through to keep myself like a train on the track, a lot of people, they don't even leave home yet more but to go take the train to get on the track. You see, they're not thinking about that because they're full up of the Holy Ghost. They're full up of all kind of ghosts. Christian. When I tell people now that Christianity is not even for the dogs, they feel very embarrassed about that because from a child they were Christian. And so like, so I was. So for somebody to feel embarrassed or something like that, or ashamed when I say that, I understand why they feel like that. But I can't do any better, because if I find out that Christianity was all of the things that people say about Christianity, where, who started Christianity, where, and all the different places where people say Christianity began. And the people of the Bible, like the white people, they will say, Jesus started Christianity. And which means the white man that they show you that is Jesus, and one of the Pope's son. These are all faggot homosexual people. No, they don't want you call them homosexuals. You see how they dress? And also homosexual for dress, you know. Because they all come from Europe. 1.5 million years ago, they go and settle in Europe. And these white people that we're seeing here today look like them a human being. Them are no real human being. They're not. You see, and just as how you see white people dress up and like nice things, there is, you talk to me because I will tell you how long they begin to put on clothes. I will tell you that for real. Okay? I will definitely, well, you can understand when I say that I'm trouble for a lot of people. Because what I read in the World History textbook, it's not like you can say I used to smoke or not like that and my head was, you know, gone wrong and I lose some time from knowing the world, you know. I had some mental difficulties, like I'll be driving, going on, and I don't know where I'm going. But guess what? I learned that my problem was the way I grew up in Jamaica. And I think a lot of people grew up in Jamaica seem to have the same kind of a problem. You know, just driving along and then you don't keep driving, you don't know where you're going. However, it is not a problem where you don't understand how to drive the vehicle. Because I am driving and doing certain maneuvers and I just need to get certain directions for where I'm going. You know, it's not a nice thing when you are like lose that orientation of your geography in your head, right? It happened quite a few times before I started to do, you know, some kind of treatment, and realized that I was not somebody that drank water. And if you see, there was an abnormality where my skin begin to wrinkle long, and me no hole for that. And under my neck here, you know, it's like my cells were going dry under my chin, you know, my chin and that, you know, that fleshy cord from your jack, what they call it, the jocular, the vein, or what they call it, the chakra, whatever them call it here, but right under your chin here, down to your neck. Down, yeah, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I say, and I wonder why is that? But is that my body was going out of water, and it started quite a few years ago. Quite a few years ago. I mean, at least the first sign of it, I was about 18 years of age. It was not something that affected my memory of things. I never forget the memory of things because, you know, I would just be going along to make a turn, and all of a sudden, I don't know where I'm to turn, right? And I'll walk back and forth until I get, you know, it kind of a clear up a bit. But my, you know, I've never missed any time, conscious time. But going along and the place begin to look strange with me, that I have encountered. But my reasoning, I mean, mechanics still went on, right? Now, since I started to drink water, drink enough water, I experienced, you know, and I started to take some brain tablets and stuff like that to help too, right? I can see the swivel, you know, even my hand was, I could see, you know, I bent my hand. I could see my skin like get kind of a swivel up. Now I see that it's like it's begin to clear up now, you know, where it's like water begin to get back into these cells. All right. Now I don't have anything I want to lie for at all, because things that I would have to lie about, I get rid of them long time. I get rid of them long time. And that's not a easy thing for us to do when we are raised up into the kind of mad church world that we are in. If you think this world is going right? Now, what we have as a government in the United States, you know, is criminals that become government. I couldn't sit here and tell you that if it weren't true. Because these people would have got rid of me long time ago. But the point is, evil is not that powerful to kill out every good thing. Evil can't do that. Good will get rid of every evil thing at a given time, and whenever it is necessary, the good power will get rid of the bad power. No joke about that. Now, when I come and read real history about record of the past, and they have a Bible that is not telling you about that record of the past, they even read the record of the past and write a Bible and lie about what the record of the past say. Look, we are into a world. I would love to have people who feel strongly about the world have a chat. Because what I read and find out, white people have no right whatsoever into the Western Hemisphere. I kid you not. And I know that it is going to sound very, very crazy. But I don't mind it sounding crazy to anyone, because
the way I deal with this is, when you disagree with me, you better stand up. Don't run. If you disagree with me, don't run. Just do not run. Because if you disagree with me, you're supposed to know why you disagree with me. That's right. And I can tell you, because of this, you know, this, my development happened over the past, let's say, 18 or 19 years, somewhere there. And I think that, you know, my purification is not narrow. It's broad. It's deep. It's everything, right? And it's based upon word clarity. I call it my system of thinking. I call it word science process. Communication for me is based on words. You see, and it's not based upon, you know, the general way we just talk and carry on and we cannot check what is said for accuracy with words. It's mostly quarrel using words anyway, but the way we use words is not according to the real discipline, the real science. Dealing with the science, right? So we are talking a lot using words in a way that we can be contentious and be unfair at the same time. And we cannot control what we are saying. And even if you are trying to do the best with it, but I'm not even listening to some of what you're saying. That is common in the world that we are in. Right? But for me, I exercise law and order. Every time I'm talking, I mean, since I gone through my discipline, I am responsible and I am obligated to stand up and talk to you if you decide to go into my craw and take out what is in there. I'll allow you. Because I tell you what, I have a standard of what the word require of me. And if you are right, I know if you're right. And I know to stay away from being wrong, which means I can't say any and anything. I have to say what I know is the right thing. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And it's time for me to tell you that you're right and I am wrong. And I am not saying that sarcastic, because if I do that, I'm defiling myself. All right. So a true purification of your spirit that is going to go into action and do things, you know, that affect others and affect yourself. Go full time, every time, pure, correct to the best of your understanding. You see, because when you do wrong, knowingly, you condemn yourself. You see, you know, you're not pure anymore. Now, since I go through the purification, I don't see anything in the world that I want, so I must corrupt myself. I don't see anything in the world. I don't want anything in the world at all at the expense of me, you know, tarnishing my inner self. You feel what I mean? So that's why I go into these type of thinking. What we call it, introspection. You see, I internalize my attention on what is going on in my subliminal, what is going on in, you know, my conscious way, emotions and stuff like that, and fix myself. Now, let's say, if you find out that you are getting a little impatient and you need to expand your patience, and you do that by deciding, making some decision, you're going to make some allowances. No, because you don't want to get into this short, way of getting irritable and show your displeasure easily and stuff like that. You want to be able to hide some of your emotions. You know what I mean? And that is allow your sense of patience to stretch, so that when you would frown, you wear a little smile, because it's best when you don't let somebody know exactly what you're thinking. And you may say, well, then, but that's hypocrisy. It depends on how you do it. If you're doing it the way that I'm talking about, that's not hypocrisy. That's being diplomatic, okay? Which means it's not necessary for you to start frowning upon somebody when you can extend, you know, time to it and keep a pleasant face. It makes sense when you do that, because it helps yourself and it helps somebody else. Right? So this is what I'm trying to say to you, is that I want to glorify life. It benefits me first. Well, first, it is respect for the creator of the life that we have. First of all, right? Is reverence and respect. I mean, who don't respect their mother and father? Right? I mean, they brought you here. So if you're, you know, not respecting them and taking care of them in the best you can, well, that's no good. That's no good, because what about yourself? You don't want your children to take care of you too? I mean, when it comes time, you know. So this is what I'm trying to say. First, by me bringing myself in alignment with the creator of my existence, it's everything. I'm appropriate in every given way, because bringing myself into this, you know, hinged position, if I am pleasing the creator that create me, then I'm pleasing me too. Because everything is in me pleasing the creator. You see? So there is peace, and everything that's good going on in my head, because this is how we get out of line with our creator, is when we stop focusing on the kind of things we are to do right. Then we go off into the wrong emotion and stuff like that, and speak wrong and act wrong, and until we probably don't care about no creator. And that's where life go wrong. I mean, your life is spoiled, and that's all. All right. What is going on right now? There's a problem. And, you know, you have what is called white supremacy. And what do we know about white supremacy? Where white supremacy comes from? Now, if you are to tell me what white supremacy is, you would be in a position for me to ask you, all right, where it begins. You understand that? Now, word dynamic is as such. You see, because words will open up situation and close situation based on what is going on, the context of what is going on. You see what I mean? Right from wrong is just like that. For you to know what's right, let's say, in an issue. For you to know what's right means you know what's wrong. One is not without the other. So you don't tell somebody that you know when you can't tell what happened when you don't know, right? Because to know is going to give you the knowledge of when you don't know. So if you can't explain the both, then you cannot be a possessor of any of them. So I am a person that you may probably think that I am trying to work magic or something like that, but it's not true. It's a practical thing, because guess what? When we go to school and learn anything at all, what happens before you learn? You're ignorant. Uh-huh. Yes. And you're probably ashamed of being, of recognizing your ignorance. But before you go and learn anything, it's not just a classroom in a school, academic stuff. In any situation, when you don't know, you're ignorant. And it don't mean you are generally ignorant. We have to make some context here, right? Because if we don't have a sense of context, we can destroy a lot of things. So we have to know where we are and, you know, whether or not we are enlarging the positive dimension, right? And keep the negative away from what we're doing, right? You want all positive. But what if we are not aware of how much positive we're dealing with? We could go wrong into negative. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand. Don't say this, because if you say this, you're going to get into that. You don't understand that? Understand that. Understand that. So I call it word science process. Alone cannot bring you to the knowledge of something unless you know the definitions to that word that you're using. Definitions? Plain and simple. A lot of people just don't know these kind of things. But when I talk to a person who has a certain level of reading knowledge, they'll understand what I'm saying, even though they might find out come short of exercising the fullness of that knowledge. They may come short and realize, oh, they need to open up and use more of what the word thing is all about, which means check things more when you're doing certain things and cut out any kind of assumption. You see, people are educated, they're trained, but sometimes they may cut short and do something and may wind up wrong sometimes because they don't. All right. So the emphasis to cut out assumption when we do transaction is not emphasized, generally in the world that we are in right now. Because first of all, the Bible that has no academic certification whatsoever, we believe it 100%. You see what I mean? And it is something that destroy our brain. I'm talking about we civilized people. Because look, I have need to do some work here, the society that we live in. Because based on what I come to know, I have to say some things a lot of people don't like. Because why do you think we have the Bible? Why should we have something like a Bible? God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Why do you think we need that Bible? Civilized people don't need that Bible. I know that of a fact, but I didn't know all the time because I'm in church from age 7 till I was like almost over 50, going 60 years of age. So I didn't know either, okay? So I'm being, I'm telling you the truth, okay? Kind of blindness now I can show you about. And that is a psychological blindness and the natural blindness. The two eyes that we have here is to see externally. Right? You notice when you go to sleep, basically most people close their eyes. Some people may sleep with their eye open. I don't know. Some, I don't know about that. But I know when some people dead, their eyes go open. But usually when people sleep, their eyes close. Right? So irregularity could probably make some people eye open too. You know what I mean? There may be a way to open the eyes, but you don't. You're not doing it. You're not doing it, right? It's happening into your system. Now, what I'm trying to say to you, what I grow up and discover in this planet world, you know, is something that just was never, in any kind of way, brought to my attention by anybody. And now I'm finding out the amount of things that people in the world, and I mean civilized people, you're born with civilized blood, you have sense, all right, and you go to school and you can read. And we the world of humanity becomes so complex and confusing. Too many contradictions we are working with because evil came on planet Earth after civilization entered. Civilization was not here all along. There was a time when there was no human type. No type of human being on the planet. Did you know that? You need to know that, you know what I mean? Because if you don't know that, there's a lot of problem that is happening. I have to take care of myself. Because nobody cannot take care of me. I mean, how can I take care of you? And you have to do your own thinking. It's like engine of a vehicle. You know, you see what happened? When those planes up there with two engines or three engines, they start having problem. Number one, engine go down, stop working. And after that, number two stop working. And in some cases, like all four engines stop working. Now, they have a system to keep the plane flying without engine up there. That's marvelous. But it will only take you so far. The energy that is pushing the plane will only take it so far. Right? Mm-hmm. And now, I am not, no, I only listen. I listen to, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? And learn. So somebody may think that I probably go to university or something like that, you know, from when I was going to adult high school. People would listen to me talk and they think that I am a college graduate and me not know nothing like that. I don't know nothing like that. And I can tell you that it is the realism of the world, because if anything I needed to know, it was the realism of the civilized world. Yeah, and, you know, it could be that my earlier life that I remember very well, it's like my recorder about my childhood and when I walk out to school. I can remember one thing about me. We didn't have a lot of clothes, right? And my mother would put me into my little khaki. You know, it wasn't tall pants. It's like short khaki pants. And you know what? I could wear my pants maybe 3-4 days. And it is almost just like the first day. Still clean. Because I don't go rolling the ground and play with other kids. I don't do that. Right? So what I am saying to you is that why I come the way I do is I can only say I am me. I'm nobody else, and I didn't feel like being anybody else. I was living off the way I am thinking, you know. So what I like and what my passion is all something that, you know, my mind come in contact with them. Right? And I make up an adjustment to whatever come in me. Is this something I want to hold and build upon or something like that? You know what I mean? I think that the way we become evil, we can also become good. And some people might not come back from their evil way. They will be destroyed by themselves. I look at that and I say, but wait a minute now. I have a brain like this person who go wrong and destroy other people and destroy themselves. And I think to myself, well, if evil can be extreme, why can't good be extreme too? That's the way I look at it. And you know what? I choose to be extremely good. Can I? Go and try. But think about what I'm saying. Why should we decide to take the weak away in life? And suffer under the condition of how we make decision and how we choose and how we choose what to be like. When to be good, to triumph, to make life work for you and for others, why not? Why not choose that? Which day do you think you'd like to do without food and water? Would you like? No, you can't like that. Because if you don't have food and water, pretty soon you don't have no strength to move around. What I am saying to you now, I am talking because I have life inside of me. I eat food and, you know, and that's what is keeping us. When I look at the fact that if we don't eat, we will die quick. I mean, you know, I respect that. I respect that because I'm thinking, oh, what does my life value then? Since it takes food to make me live. However, there's a science to this. You know, it is that the food has a certain energy that powers you. It's just like the car is going to move because you put gas in the tank. You see that? The point is, without the gas, the engine can't run. And it doesn't get you anywhere like that. So the thing is, the fact that you can have God's made disaster. Right? I can say nature too, but you know, the gods, they create the power of nature. That's what I read. Okay? That the gods, they came to earth and they caused the atmosphere to be what it is. They make the season of rainfall. Now, we think these things are a spirit God that do all these things. But if you think a spirit God do all these things, where you get that information from? Now, I can tell you, you read the Bible with these kind of a cockroach, Holy Ghost kind of stuff, right? And where they're telling about that God, you know, is so good and blah, blah, blah. And then you realize that, you know, God cannot be really good. Because there are too much things that are supposed to be in the hands of God, according to the Bible. And they cannot be in the hands of God and produce those things. Not unless you're going to corrupt God. You know, because how do you have children and you don't take care of them every day? Which day are you decide you're not going to take care of your children? Now, if you want to say, well, we and God is not one, well, do you know what you're talking about? Because it is the Bible that tells you God is higher than mankind. He's beyond us. And God is limitless. God don't need to starve us because he's unable to make the system work. You don't have that with the concept of God. So what you find is some people are willing to glorify God. God is holy. God is perfect. He sees all things. He knows all things. He predestined and ordained the things that he wants to survive. That's a lie. You're talking about the Bible now. I'm not talking about what any history book tells us about record of the past. Talking about the Bible, the church Bible that you're preaching every day. Cockroach lies. Full of cockroach, talking serpent. Those things are not true. Not true one at all. No. I'm saying all of this to say that at the rate the way our human society is developing, I always like to go to the beginning of everything, just as how the Bible adapts, because it does nothing but adapt principles and certain principles that are effective. That's why the Bible is such a wretched book, because they use certain principles and misused that principle. The faggot homosexual people, them. So I'm going to talk about what is going on now. They have all the guns and blah, 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 that they never make, because they didn't make anything at the Bronze Age. We did make stuff. And they take it and begin to use it now like, oh, you know, they made it. White people never make anything. And see what they do with America? When they come to America, there was no gun and nothing, nobody shooting up and carry on. No, they wouldn't want no part of this. They wanted a place where they could come in and use the very civilization product that the gods through us produce. It's not them. And when I say that, listen, I'm being fair. They are the white people. Their first ancestor is hominid. Okay? You got to like stand up to this, okay? Because we shouldn't be buying guns to shoot each other, okay? But you need to know why. America has every household have gun, right? And any, worm head idiot out there have a gun, can buy a gun, because they're making up all kind of a law up there in the Senate, right? That put gun into any lunatic hand. They do that, and as long as they see that they are using gun to just go there and shoot people in the mall, in the post office, everywhere, they don't like say we got to take it from them. They don't say that. No. They want more out there, and Trump wants to, teachers to carry gun in the school and all that kind of stuff. These guys are uncivilized. And when I tell you that, you probably think I may be crazy. But guess what? If you have read back in AD, in the 500 AD, some serious signs and wonders shown back then, I think one of them lasted about maybe 18 months or something like that. A lot of serious things happened when these sodomites started out. They were killing and doing all sorts of stuff in their under their AD Anadamani. What do you think AD Anadamani is? You think that's a civilized thing that they have ruling? All the things that you buy and they regulate and stuff like that. You think it is a viable law that they are using to do it? You think when Africa no longer rule kingship, that is the law that the Elohim put to carry on orderly society by a king that rule righteously and make law to fit what the people need? My friends, what you see going on right now are homosexuals that wrongly emulating civilized way of life. And all the people who is talking about white supremacy and it's like, you see the torrent of rain come down and the river start to, throw water down, and water got on and wash away houses and stuff like that. This is what is going on now. Things going on now that never happened before these white people come aboard and talk about that they are ruling with politics, first of all, right? Nobody investigate them, how they come with military and so forth. Nobody at all. Nobody investigate nothing. How white people come and after 100,000 years, these African people left Africa and come into the Western Hemisphere and different parts of the globe. Is after that everything gone monkey? Really? And monkey, ape face, sport with the Neanderthal subgroup of the sapien species. And they start to talk. And then we get a Bible about, all mysterious kind of creatures called talking serpent. Nobody to investigate that. God make Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that and say, don't eat this fruit, from the middle of the garden, but eat of the trees around here and stuff like that. You can't find anything to match those kind of a description in the Bible, but we believe it. And proof that the African ethnic people, they turn full from Chinese, Indian, come right down to any one of these groups. Their cerebrum that is different from white people mental form. That what they write in the Bible about talking serpent, it was something that the white people did to the African people. And of course, by now, a lot of people should know that there was a miscegenation and a crossbreeding. You know that. And we can easily face that and trace it out to find out where do they get Cro-Magnon people from and Yamnaya culture. These folks that are coming here and taking gun and shoot down anybody they want, it was not going on before. Why Africa could cease from ruling kingship? Why? Since 100,000 years ago. Since when these white people come and say they have imperial colonialism? Since when? You tell me. Look at the timeline and see. You don't see, African people. Of course, you find you can identify them. But as, say, for example, a ton load of African people graduate from university into many esoteric fields. They work. They have, heavy, heavy academic skill. But yet still, what kind of politics you see them in? And as a matter of fact, over the past, let's say, use this as an example. Over the past 100,000 years, all right, when did you see white people begin to operate political government? Since the last 100,000 years. When you tell me, how early do you see white people begin to establish political operation? If you can tell me that, you would be on your way to discovering something. All right. Well, and if you go back a little now to the, say, go back 200,000 years ago. What happened 200,000 years ago? What was going on back there? You may think that too long? No, not too long. Because it tells us who are the first humans. It's ape-like human walking upright. There was no other human around. There was not even any history about 450,000 years ago. 450,000 years ago is the second event after the hominid, the stone tool Homo erectus leave Africa and go up into Europe. 1.5 million years ago. So 450,000 is after that, right? So when the gods came and go into the Persian Gulf and into South Africa, the white people, they are Homo erectus. Homo erectus is their ancestor, or the second ancestor. Because the earlier hominid, they already pass on, and then these subgroups come take their place. All right, so the Homo erectus, clear record in the world history textbook, that they left Africa and go up into Europe. Now, what is known of them? What is known of the Homo erectus that left Africa and go up into Europe? Do you know? Well, there was what is going on outside of them up into Europe? Is the God creating primitive workers over in Africa, over in South Africa? Right? So things are going to work together right into that space of time where whilst they are in Europe, 1.5 million years ago, the gods came 400, very close to that, 450,000 years later. And it is about 250,000 years later, I mean, a long, long time before they created us, 200,000 years ago. Check that timeline. Check that timeline. Okay? And since it's the gods, because Neanderthal never talk, and this Homo erectus are saying that they interbreed up with the Neanderthals. Neanderthal is not hominid. The wild sapien, and sapien species is the only species extant today. And these white people are living off of us because they interbreed with the Neanderthals. And secondly, interbreed with the hybrid. The hybrid is different in the context of a blood that is added to the white sapien, right? So the Neanderthals are basic wise sapien, the basic. And then the sapien was made into a hybrid. This is what the world is like, regardless of who you see out there. You can't get carried away because you see people make up this and make up that, and they have this city and that city. It all happened after this 100,000 years came in. But look and see. These ape-like folks in Europe, they couldn't talk. They were mute for, say, 3.5 million years. What happened? When they say they have Cro-Magnon man who's talking, who created them. Now, I can only find that in the miscegenation and crossbreeding that caused regression. The Cro-Magnon are called regressive human. Yes, in history, they are called regressive man. Like 75,000 years ago, they say they were, roaming around. Now, Cro-Magnon talking? How do they get to talk? I mean, you have now the ethnic African people, hybrid people, Chinese, Indian, and the rest. Some are leaving Africa in trickles to go New Zealand, Australia, and all the way around and into the Western world. Today, the white people are calling the Western world their civilization. Cro-Magnon man that now talk like human, look like human, now they get education. Where they get education from? All is in the world is a textbook. And guess what? Because the interbreeding go on close up when the migration started 100,000 years ago. So the first 25,000 years ago was when the talking serpent went to work. You see what I mean? So how did they lose monkey face? Now, to me, this is a narrow, narrow lane on human development where you can't tell me nothing else. And look, you don't have no scientists out there to make up nothing else, because what is in the world is your textbook. If you want to tell me that they were wrong with what they found, why they put it in the world is your textbook. Now, you can if you want to fool somebody, you can go fool them. But you're not fooling somebody like me. Okay? For 2004 publication, in the National Geographic, you want to tell me which other edition revised it? Has it been revised? I don't know nothing about that. And what could be revised? You see, these Cro-Magnon men, now they claim they know everything, and like, you know, they can't show anything for 3.5 million years in Europe that they develop anything like science or any physics product. Nothing at all. They were stone tool, and they, when they go up into Europe from Africa, they didn't have nothing else but the idea of making stone tools, you know, and as best as they can make anything, it was only stone tool, whether they're making the better type or the poorest type, is not of concern. It's whether or not did they make, whether finished or unfinished, civilized product. What have they made? They don't make none. They don't make none. If they made it, we would know about it, you see. And they wouldn't. We wouldn't have anything for them to want. What would they want about us? But we came whilst they were trying to mine their talking babies. You see? And built their several culture. And then it would later come out that they are homosexual. They love and see sex in the body like it's a good thing. That they come in America and make law, marry them. It's their bona fide culture. They don't belong with us. White people don't belong with us. And the only thing that we are tied to is what, not even the white people not telling you that it is a D and a Domini that run their government, and where they make up this Jesus came from heaven and all this kind of stuff. Now, to prove to you that their monkey rhesus blood 100,000 years ago began to erode our brain, eventually we gone so far where we can't even rule a government. We can't rule our government. Okay? Like the T.G. Jakes and Dr. Martin Luther King and stuff like that. Look at these guys. They're brilliant. But what do you think them do? Eddie Long. Eddie Long. They convert us into sodomy. Okay? They convert us into sodomy. Now, I think to myself, I am here. Is there a reason why I am here talking this? Is there a reason why I am here talking this? Because, you know, signs and wonders happens. Yes. Because I read about them, and right now in America here, signs and wonders. But guess what? These sodomite white people will veil your eyes, and you take those signs and wonders like it is nothing. And what really propels your car with gas? What is it that make you swallow your food? What makes you see? We don't look at these as sign and wonders, right? No. But white people will never see the importance of keeping life the way nature arranged it. They won't, because they're uncivilized. And the reason why they are talking and looking like us, it is because they did what was wrong. Change that they make from being total apes to what they are like humans today It's unnatural. Read the Bible and see the things that they tell you, and you can see into what I'm saying. They tell you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible, when the things in the Bible is not even sour grape. What they're telling in the Bible, that the state that your mind should be into for you to understand and accept those things in the Bible, are impossible things. Because your brain is not anything that can, in a civil sense, work unnaturally. Your mind cannot work unnaturally. But they are telling you all these old bunch of nonsense they're writing about Jesus. You see the lies in there that no, Jesus never exists. And if you want me to show you that, I show you that. And that is not going to be like an assumption. It's what words are going to illustrate and dramatize is not true. It is impossible. Do you know what word impossibility is? You know when two words are clashing, two worlds collide? White people want us to think that your brain is to be unnatural for you to accept those things in the Bible as true. And they said the things in the Bible to the person with a natural mind, they don't understand the things of God when your mind is natural. Can that be positive at any time? 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14. And how they are talking about beloved brethren and make you feel like, oh, it is something for real. No, these are fucking ass idiot white people you see here. Okay? Yesterday, I'm sitting right here and I was simply talking civilized stuff. Now, why can't I sit here and talk civilized stuff without these white people turn off my mic, the mic that is supposed to pick up what I say? I have a mic that send in what I say, but they turn off the thing inside so that nobody don't hear me. This is about like the 15th time these faggot homosexuals did it. Now, it is a bad thing when you have a government ruling over you and they are the criminals. Because you will think about when they talk about the United States and the government, look at the kind of people that Trump bring in and what they were supposed to do. Will you ever see that in a government? And it is not just today that they bring in these things. It's just that in America, they kind of, you know, they lynch and kill and go on with all kind of KKK and all this kind of. Yeah, I mean, you know, the country is gone a long time ago. And the few black people that, you know, maintain a position like, you know, resisting the white people, they don't say anything yet to change anything about these white people. Any changes you see is nature is causing it. Like Pisces is gone and Aquarius came in. And the natural forces of, you know, of the house, of the zodiacal house, will bring in, you know, different type of nature. So you may see that the way these folks were able to handle themselves under Pisces, Aquarius may spit them out. You see, these white people, because they make stone tool all of their lives over almost 4 million years, go up into Europe and see what they make up there. See what they make up there. All right. Well, if anybody is to be proven a fool, it's them. With all the ballistic missile and stuff like that, you can't, you know. But look here, let me say something. African people if you don't decide to wake up and to learn what has happened in the past and where we are today, you will perish believing in Jesus, because there are too many controversy about Jesus, first of all, for it to be true. And if you begin to read properly, you will find out, clear cut and dry, no prophecy in the Bible is fulfilled about any Jesus at all. Read the Da Vinci book, and you will see they are hiding the truth about Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, anything you say they are saying now about Jesus Christ is the opposite, is true. And that's the way these white people want it, because if we begin to see the light and know that Caesar Augustus was a sodomite, overthrowing our people in Palestine. They now call that Israel. Back then, they called the African people in Palestine Jews. They called them Israelite. And where it come from? Abraham. Abraham is not a European. What is the reason why these white people are taking up characters from the African existence and make it their own? You see that these people are pissing fucking a whole bunch of shit, and we believe it. That's not the way I would like to talk. It's not the way I would like to talk, but you know what? That's the way it's coming out right now. That's the way it's coming out right now. Just a second. The truth is the truth. And I talk about signs and wonders. I may be a person of signs and wonders, because as far as I know myself, I never look at myself as somebody significant to do anything. I know I live above certain reproach, but I have always mine. I want to be. And the older I get, is the more conformed I am to what I think. And I am telling you that I don't have a heart of hatred. But when I see what white people do, the wrath inside of me is to tell them to get out. Of all, if you ever heard me talk before, I say it this way. They need to get out of all of our territories, because the way they followed us into the West and everywhere we come out of Africa the last 100,000 years, this is what they do. They come here and decide that they are going to make us fuck our asshole. That's the purpose for their coming to see the new world, they call it, and come with their founding fathers. Look, they fucking ass really big time. big time, because they come now and make laws to married fucking ass people, and we must accept it. You know what? As long as there will be an energy in me to destroy, yeah, that's what's going to happen. It's not the gun that they have. No. Is the power that I read about in the World Literature Textbook. The civilization that is on earth will prosper. It has prospered because that's what these faggots are using like it's theirs. Curse of the gods. You know, they just want us to depend on them. We should not have gone astray. We shouldn't get our brain all, you know, like COVID-19 strike it. We don't have no use to ourselves hardly, really. I mean, we should be majoring. We are minoring right now. And all of these guys, Marcus Garvey and all these guys, they didn't do anything except teach people a little way to survive. But what about ruling our own government and keep these sodomites into Europe? Because the way they are behaving is the way we are to behave and keep all the world around Europe. It's civilized world. Anywhere these white, sodomite white people go, it corrupts. It curses. They have the power to go anywhere and shoot up and kill people. Well, you know what? I think anytime one person move into the groove and hinged to the creators that make this planet function the way it does in whatever way they please, because when it's going to rain, clouds drawn, you just think about, like I look up at the clouds like yesterday and see like a little rain fall, and then the clouds began to dissipate. How does that happen? Now you hear this big thunder rolling, you know, and you know where I live, there is like a god sitting down over there over a certain direction from where I live here. And I'm hearing all the time the thunder like is rolling right over there at that spot there. But I am saying now, when the skies totally dissipated and I can only see the blue sky, I'm saying, but wait a minute now. Where was all that rolling boom, 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 boom? You know, where, what was up there that's doing that? A difference between the cloud, because the clouds can be made of anything the gods want. Anything. You know? And I am seeing the majestic power of the gods and how they can just set up things in the sky and do all kind of things on earth here, and we can't stand it. And it doesn't matter, if everywhere is to be destroyed. I mean, it doesn't matter what you have that maybe you may be sheltering. You know, I mean, you're going to start life all over, right? The point is, life is to be respected. And anytime you decide that, no, you want this world to revolve around you. Something in the world is a textbook that you probably don't know. I'm going to read it to you. Everything about the way we create and who we are, it's in here in this world is a textbook. I advise people to start reading the World History textbook and make sure you read the preface pages before you go into the chapter one. And chapter one is very, very important for you to start because it comes onto the page where is the end of the Neolithic Age and tells you exactly what happened here in the Bronze Age and said, the emergence of civilization. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that the gods are making more human beings. No, it's that the humans that they made like 200,000 years ago, just about. It just shot up a little, but a few thousand years. But 200,000 years ago, the people that the gods created, and 100,000 years ago, began to like go and settle outside of Africa. Hundreds of thousand years ago, it come down to 200,000 years ago. That's not too long ago. But my friends, there is no European in this. When it is telling you about, you know, the end of the Neolithic Age, between 4,000 and 3,000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked new levels of human control over the environment and its resources. These white people have nothing to do with it. This is World History textbook. Why are they not in there? They're not in there, but right now, they're there carrying on something, and our ethnic people are there with them. They have the preeminence over us. That's upside down to what civilization is. How our people begin to serve white men. How? When I tell you it's the RH rhesus monkey blood into the interbreeding 100,000 years ago. The first 25,000 on this side of the 100, the second 100,000 years ago. That's when the whole thing happened. And they're writing a Bible talking about talking serpent. They know it's about themselves. These white people, they know. They know they did it. You see, and they know. They know that they would have died out long time ago because Homo erectus died out. So why they wouldn't be dead out, died and gone too, right? But they make use of our species, Neanderthals. And once they were done and get rid of their monkey face, they kill, they destroy the Neanderthals. You see what I mean? They destroy the Neanderthals. And then turn on the hybrid ethnic group people. That's right, with the blood of the gods. That's right. That's why they're talking right now, and they are Cro-Magnon man, and they talk like us. They come to our learning institution, and now they behave like, oh, they are the one that educate us. It's not them educate. It's not we educate them. But everything is in history about the gods and what the gods did and bring civilization. But they find a way to twist things that we don't know whether it is true or not. But not everyone, I mean, blind and can't see. You know, there are those of us who are not going to be like the rest of them. They come talk all kind of crap, you know, and they, bow down to the white man. White man used to bow down to black people. Of course, we are not black people at all. Right? I mean, we ethnic people, they bow down to kings. And now they push kingship aside. That's what they do. Now, what I'm saying here is breaking down the fallacy that we are living down. The fallacy that we are living about Jesus Christ and the church. That's what I'm breaking down. That's what I am destroying right now. All of what they are doing And all of what they're doing, like turning off the mic and don't want people to hear, they can't stop it. Because right now they are down on their face right now. Their brain is damaged on the opposite of ours damaged, right? Because they think that they're talking and they want to rule the world. They don't know that that is something that they should never touch with a long stick. Don't touch it with a long stick, because it's one thing when the God send you signs and wonders. It's another thing when they totally destroy you. Okay? But they think that, oh, nothing is going to happen. Because they, you know, they're seeing us all and think that it's a good place to go and fuck. And as long as they do that, we don't want them to spread that. Okay? That is not something for them to be spreading. And you may think, you know, why am I talking about that? Yeah, you can sympathize with homosexual who want to fuck your body. You don't do that. You drive them away. Okay? They can go to Europe, go set up whatever they want. Don't come here, because this is what they have done now. They actually come here and set up their homosexual, thing here now. You know, they don't care about us. And we don't think we have anything that we are losing by them being here. That shows that our brain is gone. Our brain is gone. I don't have any reason to not talk and say, what civilization is? When did civilization come here? They're not a part of our civilization. And there is just no way that I'm going to live and don't say, look, you can't stay here. You see, because you come here and take over everywhere and say, we don't have nothing. I'm going to show you that's not true. That's not true. And it happened easy, show you. But you're going to think all of the weapons and stuff like that you have, and you're talking this and talking that. You're going to find out that it is easier for you to fall out of the sky than for you to go up into the sky. Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. That everything that we have and you're using, you faggots, it's the gods that give it to us. And that there, long before your time, all these things I'm reading now about the Bronze Age, it was in function while you were up in Europe, not doing anything but fucking each other's asshole and looking for a way to talk, right? And to change your monkey face. That's what you were doing. You weren't working on any new civilized venture that you all established over the past 4 to 3 million years. You know, have nothing like that. But now you are here showing us that you can come here and kill any amount of us you want. Your fucking ass. Get out. Get out. Because the next thing going to happen is going to happen swift. You don't going to have enough time like what you have right now. I'm telling you, get out, because you think it's a joke. All these things are here and our people cannot appreciate what is written for us. They've into a Bible where these fucking ass people are writing prophets and stuff like that. And you don't see what they write in New Testament is irrelevant to what they say a Messiah should do when he come and would fulfill the law. Law? They don't know nothing about no law. Okay? And you can show no place in the New Testament where anything fulfilled about any Messiah. Okay? The time is coming right now where all of the whole bunch of fucking shit where they have and talk about the United States and Constitution. The Constitution is fucking watery shit. The Constitution. Nobody will stand up and talk and show me how it is legal. I am here and telling you, civilization law is by us. And they have not been able to show one place where they establish any civilized law. white people can't show you that, but then find a way to fool us otherwise, though, are sick mentally. That's not the way we were 100,000 years after we were created. And at the time when we are leaving Africa, some of us. And we come out into the world and set up all kinds of ventures and stuff like that because we are civilized. That they come for it now. After they can talk and go and learn to read and write and everything like and steal away our steal history and steal our science and stuff like that, right? And now holding their own and make us like nothing. Okay, and use law, what do you call it? Health tribunal to write legislation to with penalty of death to kill us and all that. They have it on the books. That's what they are using against us right now to Saddam and Gaddafi in Libya. That's what they use. Well, they're all over the place. I don't know why they take out the people out of Afghanistan. Okay? And they have all these technical aircraft out there and stuff like that. For do what? They're a fucking fool. That's it. White people are fucking homosexual idiots and behave like, oh, they have everything now and nobody cares about how they get it. But the truth, the watchman knows. Okay? And the time they take killing people who do them nothing, although they're killing off a lot of their own because they all turn fool too. We turn fool in a different way, but we're not killing them because we fool. We are distressing ourselves. That's what is happening to us. We are allowing them to succeed with their fucking foolishness, right? But they are putting their idiocy and taking our lives and take away all the pleasure that we are to have for ourselves. That's what has happened. So if you think that I am joking, read and see what you have. You know, who is really interpret the issue the right way. Okay? If you are reading, like I used to, and see these things here that white people, as they have nothing to do with civilized writing in a world history textbook. And if you are shut out from the world history textbook, except to say the thing that they write in this world history textbook is to make they appear as though they came from God of heaven and come here to do wonderful things. But then the fucking ass in the meantime, and they're killing the people who are opposed to them. That's what they are doing, right? Yes. And the point is this. I don't miss anything. And I am not messing up anything. Point is, we are going to be always right. And when you put us down like we are nothing, watch it. Watch it. Because your fall is taking you at a very rapid speed from up there where you're coming from. Okay? And when you hit the ground, your breath is gone. We are not up there. We are right down here. So all we need to do is spring, right? And nurture ourselves back to our senses. You know, that's what we need to do. But you don't have that to do because you're up there in the sky, right? Yeah. My eye opened, and I begin to read and see all the nonsense that these people who say they have dominion over everything that we have, you know, AD and Adamani bug pushing shit, not Nagasa, because I know Jesus never born anywhere. Why are we still accepting like Jesus was born by a virgin? It's because our brain is sick long time. That's all. Okay. And if you can refute that, refute it for me. Now, we have all these things in the world history textbook, and these white people have the Bible pushing it into our brain every day. St. Paul never exists at all. And The only place to go to find out St. Paul never exists is right now the Bible. St. Paul and Jesus is clashing. You know what I mean? And you don't see that. You know what I mean? And wise men follow the star to see the baby. No, go so. But you're not going to see. They have, God is going back, putting on his shoes. I mean, well, he's a spirit, right? But, you know, God don't remember nothing he planned to do. God begot a son. That's the only thing that they, you know, they adamant about. God begot a son. St. John writing about God begot a son. I mean, how can a God begot a son? How does he do it? They want to say, if to show you that the Bible is a homosexual book, if they're saying God begot a son without a woman, what are they telling you? You know, why do they say God, a spirit, is a man? How can a spirit be a man? I mean, there are too many nonsense that rot our brain, you know, see? All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is that when we read about by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large number of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. No place named Europe is in this. When I tell you that white people are not civilized, they never will. They are looking like us through uncivilized acts, sexual acts, and they interbreed with a new species, and over time, they look like the species, and that species, human side of life, okay? It's not hominid. This is wise sapien species. 250,000 years ago, okay? And here we are, within time allotted. And this is telling you, once we are now on this side of the second 100,000 years, these things begin to happen to us. And, you know, the brain damage sets in gradually. Gradually, it takes a while before the whole thing shakes down, and you can see clearly that these African people is not like they were. No more kingship government, none of that. And sodomite people come and begin to take away all the metal and thing like that they make, and making all these guns and stuff like that, and ballistic missile and stuff like that. What happened to the African people, the civilized people? It says here. The Bronze Age, where Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. You see, the river valley. That's where the what we call the urban civilization, big type of life for the African people, not European. Look in the time, and it will speak to you and tell you the truth. Bible, they can't tell you where Adam and Eve is. And if you read it really good, you'll find out that these people are no better than vultures. The things that they are getting in our territories when they come here, it is because they are envious and grudgeful and bad mind. They don't belong here. They don't belong here. What is in America that they don't have in Europe? Okay? So if your eye now open and see that these fucking idiot white people are just a suckers. They're just suckers. Okay? And they are not written in the book. What are you doing with them? That's why they make them own shittery law about AD and Adam and Anna Jesus. And these are characters that we should not allow them to do. Why are they doing it? They're shitting in their pants and their fucking ass too at the same time. That's what they're doing. And if we are going to close our eyes to what they're doing and watch them building Trump Tower and all these kind of stuff and let them get away with it. No, they're not getting away with it. Because the dynamics, as long as we speak the truth, they will never prosper. They will come down until they're diminished. We don't see them no more. So I am telling you this, that trace the book, and whether nobody said it to you before, but it's written in the book here, and that's where it matters. So here, the urban development began in the river valley of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead a whole new pattern of human life. You check all of this out. When it's a human, you think you're talking about white people? Oh, you see, it's hard to separate white people from us now because, they, guess what? They look like us. They sound like us in a lot of ways. There's a lot of way that they look convinced. I mean, if some not convinced, look convincing. Others will. It depends on how the cookie crumble. You know, into the interbreeding, intermixing stuff. You see what I mean? And this is what we have going on. There, I mean, like, we don't have anybody with sense to make distinction that you just cannot resist. It's happening now. It is happening now. That distinction is being made now. And if you can't find your way out, well, what do I have to say? It is the words that make things, and it is the words that destroy things. So here is identifying what changes resulted from the development agriculture. You see what I mean? Even agriculture, these white people cannot show that they develop in Europe. And if they're going to tell you any about Europe, they're going to tell you after the fact. After 3,000, you know, they can't show you anything within the time when they had millions of years to do. They can't show you. They're going to have to show you within the time they begin to mix with the African people, you see. They can't get out. And like I said, I don't need no group of people to, you know, to cheer me on. I don't need that. I just need to have the fullness of coherency. And nobody cannot resist what I say, because what I'm saying is true. If at all I'm reading it right. You see, and it means who is to go must go. You see what I mean? Because the command is coming from above. And if it's written here, well, you don't need to ask any question. Emergence of civilization. And it tells you what a civilization is. What we out here and carrying on like these white people take them sodomy and attack him at civilization. That's what they're doing. No, it's not supposed to happen. It has to stop. It stops when people come to their senses. Right? It tells you what a civilization is. This book tells it. And then it says the rise of cities. That means there was, we never have cities. The gods, they have their cities and stuff like that. But they're making up cities for us now. No white people now in there. Okay? But they're going to come now just the other day, 509, and begin to take it away from us. First, overthrow the king in Italy. That's where it began. The political part of it began there. And 63 BC, they go into Palestine. And that's when they were trying to say, when they overthrow the king in Italy, they were trying to say, honor them. Like, it, they mix it up with little Romans and stuff like that. And noble men. Imagine these sodomites. Cro-Magnon, Homo erectus offspring. That is a crossbreed between between sapien and hominid half group Homo erectus. That's what happened. It is what happened. So when we're talking about emergence of civilization, it has nothing to do with this white fucking ass culture. Okay? And they come and mingle up themselves with us now, right? And make it very difficult to deal with. But as much pain and suffering that they cause all around the world, look at the Russian one over there. Ito, fucking ass, stinking ass homosexual, scatter themselves all over the place and want to, suck us in to sodomy. Okay? And then, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, nobody don't even remember these things and these fucking dog fucking ass and man fucking on us. They plaster the world all over and we must sit down and suck it. No. Not sitting down and suck it. And then watch what is going to follow. Okay? When you can decide to... infest our society with sodomy, homosexual, and they have all the say. No, the time is going to come. It's right here. Watch and see. Right here. You think that's what you're going to do? Well, go make use of it before you lose it. And you're not going to stay here and enjoy it either. Okay, you fucking ass white people. You're not going to stay here. You better get out. You come here because you want to fuck us up with your nasty uncivilized culture. That's what you come for, and you just about succeed. But I tell you what, not quite. Okay, get out, and I'm telling you that. We have a new social structure to enjoy for ourselves, right? We have every single thing. You go and check and see. In America, when they came here, they saw the Indians, must about be on 10 million or so there. They were carrying on business, government business. They come here and come with their fucking ass and just mess up everything. And everybody has suffered from the syndrome where they let off into our system 100,000 years ago. Their rhesus monkey blood. They come with all of these disease all the time. That's why now we are always plagued with disease since these people come around. Yeah, they make up all kind of disease because they don't care about killing mass of people they don't want around. I will tell you that, too much people in the world now and all that. Government right here in the world is the textbook. And nobody don't even talk about it. Our government from way back. And these slimy white people into Europe 1.5 million years ago. They are coming now after we set up everything and come about the imperial colonialism. You have the British type, you have the Canadian type, you have all of them different type all over, the French type and all that kind of thing. And behave like they were the civilization all along and all that kind of stuff. Find a way to turn, everybody to be... white people, they find a way. But all the things them that we should be able to defend ourselves against, we can't. Because our brain gone that bad that Christmas and Easter has nothing close to do with civilized the way and the religion of the gods. They come with church. Everything that is antithetical to the way of civilization. That's what they come, and we are not able to defend ourselves. You see, we get education. We can't see those things. But you go on by Christmas tree, You go by Christmas tree and you see Santa Claus, and you know say Santa Claus don't make no sense, but you can't see nothing more. Role of religion. That is not anything we know about. But I'm going to read it to you and tell you what we are given to hold on to. And this is the role of religion. Important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. What causes us to exist is not a Bible creation story. It's real prehistory. You see? Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, pre-supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. Then this next add-in coming on, and I'm not going to get into it, but you will get a view of what the new social structure is in bringing about the new the important religious developments that characterize the new urban civilization that we were getting, not these sodomites, white people, not them. But they find their way to be, I mean, they are talking now and they can read and stuff like that and make trouble, and that's what they're doing. We should know better. Well, I didn't know better until my eye come open, because indeed I didn't want nothing else but the truth. So my eye opened and I was glad for it. And I gladly bear the message. My friends, you know what? I've spent that time and telling you those things that I think are important to say. And now I know I am behind the central portion. Now, let me just go over this here quickly. Yesterday, they shut out my show. So nobody will hear anything about yesterday's show, but hear some tunes that I play. Okay? These sodomites don't want you to hear. Before they take up their bag and go back to Europe, no, they're going to stay here and be like, this is our country. This is our country. I mean, they're fought and shit in each other's until they don't know what is their own country. Okay? History evidence civilized kingship government exists before 509 BC and AD law. History evidence civilized kingship government exists before 509 BC and AD law. Long before. We don't know that because our head is gone. Well, my head come back to me now, so I can read, I can make distinction, I find out. Romulus. These white people mark what we have as realistic history, but they are not civilized to dictate to us. That's the thing about it. They're using our characters, place, objects, and thing they use that we have to build up themselves. No, once it is realized, I'm talking about it. And people going to know it. You see, and they think that they will be enjoying themselves forever. It's not true. The gods want them out of here long time ago. Romulus. You know, they have all these characters, you know, that belong to us. And they take it and writing all kind of a sodomite foolishness, you know, and it sounds just like when they go to Lot's house, according in Genesis 19. You see, them are the same sodomite that we are dealing with today here, and they have church and everything. Really? Think about the amount of us that they kill. Everywhere they go. Everywhere they go. And behave like, oh, they have good government now. Supreme Court and blah, 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 and big cabinet and blah, 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 blah. And we don't know that these people are dangerous. They're venomous. They have this monkey blood inside of them. I want you to marry to them to keep them alive. And they attack all of our institutions. Here we go with one of their attacks. This is an institution that they attack. Romulus, according to tradition, on April 21, 753 B.C., Romulus and his twin brother, Remus, found Rome on the site where they were settled by a she-wolf and orphaned infants. Listen, just to show you how nasty these sodomite fucking ass white people are. They're talking about us. And this is the way they talk. Because the king that they overthrow, a Roman king, Romulus, was the man who they say found the city of Rome and became king. And he has a brother. Whether I don't think he, you know, it don't necessarily true that he had no brother. But they are, like, as it were, making or giving a brother to him so that they can write a funky story about the whole thing. You see what I mean? Because anything they see and they want to use it, that's what they do. They doctor it up so that we come off like we know nothing. That's what these fucking ass white people do, man. Okay? So it goes on. They say, no, these guys were the children of one of the gods. Now, you think the gods are paupers? Are insolvent? No. But yet still they are saying, Romulus, who found the place, and his brother, they were like wolf. They were orphaned infant. And it is a wolf, a she-wolf, mine them and raise them. It's so ridiculous. Now, the king that they push out, name is Lucius Tarquinius, right? He's a king. It is renowned he's a king. But yet still them, they are bending iron to call the man a monarch. Sometimes they call him king. Sometimes they call him something else. It just goes to show what these, you know, what nasty people these homosexual are. When you see them dressing up and looking good, you think that's not the way they used to be. They used to wear animal skin. It is because of adjustment to our civilization why you see them dressing up the way they do. You see? And they don't want kingship. And kingship is what comes from the heaven above for civilized people. They are not civilized people, and it's the reason why they want to kill us and do what all the shittery they want and don't have any part of the civilized way that is put on earth. They are not supposed to be around. White people not supposed to be around for real. Because why are they talking? They were not talking for 2-3 million or more years. So their ancestors are dead and gone, but they are still here because they interbreed with us. Now, they should be doing a lot different from what they're doing, you know, if they really wanted to have life. Because who brought civilization here? Don't have a problem, you know, to totally wipe them out. But because they interbreed with us and stuff like that, you know, The life is precious, but they are not making it precious. You see, with all of the things that they are doing. They're not. And I don't see anybody who's going to look on what they're doing and think like, okay, they want life to prolong this kind of way. Fucking asshole is indecent. And not even the Bible that they write allow it. Really, in many, many places. I mean, they try to hide and put a lot of things into what you call, they call it, you know, they put it into riddles so you don't know what they're talking about. Now, how was Rome ruled between 753 and 509? Listen what they're going to say. Romulus discovered the state of Rome's first political model. You hear that? When it says first political model, which means it's kingship government. These fly-blowing homosexuals, they're going to degradate what is good for the African people and take it for themselves and fuck it. That's what they are doing. The fucking art stuff. They have to bring that in there because that's who they are and that's what they want to turn us into. Curse them is the first king. Listen to this. They are telling you that the man is a king, you know. Is it? Oh, no, 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 no. Who they are saying is the first king is Romulus, the man who founded the place. Right? So he was the first to do the political model, is the first king of government. So that means this kingship is a government. The gods bring it here. And that's what is established. It's not like somebody making up something out there. Like what they do with AD and Adamani. They make up AD and Adamani out of their fucking asshole. That's where they get AD and Adamani from. And you see how powerful it is? You believe that. And billions and trillions of dollars they are controlling because of this fucking ass AD and Adamani. And it don't work. Not even a dust off the ground. You see, until we know, knowledge is the power that busts the old scam that they do, like Mardi or what's his name there, this Ponzi scheme man, Bernard. You know, that's they're all sodomites. You know all that guy. You know, he's a sodomite, the Ponzi scheme guy there. You know, some 20 years, you know, he got to pay back when they caught him, like about $175 billion he got to pay back to people. These fucking ass white, you know, I mean, thieves. Stealing from other people. What is that theirs? That's what it is. And then they have millions and billions. When you go there and buy anything, it's so expensive, you can't even buy it. And they're stuffing all that money in their pocket. They don't know what it is to have wealth. So now they've gone crazy with it. When we don't realize what happened, everything go downhill. And this is what now, if they are left alone, what will happen? So it goes on to say, Romulus discovered the state of Rome's first political model is the first king from is the first king form of government, the first that is in that location, from 753 BC until 509 BC. The accepted date from the foundation of Rome, kingship rule. See? It's a kingship rule. In Rome, is 63 BC. That's when it started. The first form of government in Rome is Elohim, God's kingship. That's fact. But they will never tell you that. You see? These sodomite white, evil, cursed thing them. King Lucius Tarquinius, what happened in 509 BC in Rome? Do you know? 509 BC, King Lucius Tarquinius was overthrown. And this is why I'm trying to tell you, Africa did nothing until this day. What happened? By a strange European, ignoble ape, hominid species, transformed into Cro-Magnon people, invaded Rome city. That's what happened. They don't want to tell you that. But I read, I know. The city signed a treaty of Carthage, the temple of Jupiter. Rome had been founded in 753 BCE by Romulus, the first king, and the last king, Lucius Tarquinius of Rome, was attacked by Europe's sodomy, ravenous criminals, dethroned him. Yes, that's what happened. And now they're lying. And, you know, there are too many things to evidence to hold them down. And they cannot lose identity of who they are. Ushered in the end of the civilized hybrid human being ruling Elohim God's kingship government rule. AD Anno Domini is not natural civilized of authorized government. It's not. It's a scam. United States don't have a civilized government, I'm telling you. And it's clear. Very, very, very clear. All right? If you're reading and want to find out, it is very, very clear. Now, these are the people who come and make up Christianity, right, and divert you away from, civilized thinking. This is what has happened. Removed the sodomites, criminal, fraudulent imitation of Elohim kingship, king law code. You got to remove them away from the real civilized kingship law code, because that's what is in history that exists as civilized protection for civilized life. It's not what they are doing. See, they're killing everybody every day and the place turned upside down. Posing all of the ape-like human turn Cro-Magnon people. It's them causing the trouble here. They will never be controlled unless we come under control ourselves and hinged to our gods. The Elohim gods that control everything. Destroy the works of Satan. Swift. Leave nothing undone. That's what we are supposed to do, but we can't do it if we're foolish. Thank you for tuning in. This is all that is here for us today, and I wish you all that's good, and you take good care. And what do I have here now? Hero, Myra Carey, and we'll be seeing.
What you